We are speaking with the Republican candidate for District 3 Bonner County Commission, Ron Korn. Ron, thank you for taking time to be with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's start with an introduction for voters. Tell us a bit about your background, how long you've lived here, how you wound up here, experience and qualifications you want to mention.
Ron Korn, runner for Bonner County Commissioner District 3. I am a Christian conservative Republican. I know there's different types of Republicans, and that's kind of where I fall in at. I came here 26 years ago with my wife, and what led me to this area was the freedoms and liberties. I was amazed when I moved here that there weren't actually any building permits or anything, and coming from construction trades and backgrounds, that was really surprising to me. I enjoy the constitutional part of this country. I enjoy my rights and my liberties. And I don't believe that we need to ask our government permissions when we're doing things on our own private property. So that was a big thing for me. And now, obviously, we have two pages of permits 26 years later, yada, yada, yada. Come with a business background, self-employed in the construction trades for a couple of decades. Also a business in retail that I had many years ago. And a long service of volunteerism here since I moved here. Like I said, I moved here 26 years ago, 25 years of volunteering my time to different organizations throughout the county. First and biggest one was the Bonner County Sheriff Search and Rescue Group, which I got involved with back in 1999, and worked my way up to be the president and the commander of that organization. 150 volunteers, largest search and rescue group in the state of Idaho at that time. So pretty amazing. Other things that I've done in the community, I've worked with the VFW helping with their stand downs. Back in 2020 when the China virus came, Sandpoint canceled their Independence Day celebrations. And so that I wasn't going to stand for that. And I was down filling out the permits the next day, not even knowing what I was doing. But along with the community support, we were able to rally the troops and save our Independence Day here for Sandpoint and Bonner County.
And the parade went on that year.
And the parade went on, the fireworks went on, and the extra day in the park went on at Traverse Park. So I'm very proud of that. I couldn't have done it without the community. So that's what I'm trying to do now running for commissioner, is bringing the people of our community back together. We're divided more than ever right now. I hate to see the divisiveness, and I would just like to bring people back together. There's things that we can all unite on under, whether we're Republicans or Democrats or independents. We're all Americans, and we need to understand that. And I think all of us still enjoy our rights and our liberties. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the main reasons why I'm running. I'm probably killing two birds with one stone here. But
well, that was going to be my next question. So you got right to it. That's good. We have a lot of common ground. The question is, how can we get there? And I'll follow up with this on that point here a little bit later.
Okay.
So, Ron, if you're elected, how much time will you devote to your office?
Oh, I believe they call it a part-time job, which I don't understand how running a county can be a part-time job. I look at it as a 40-hour plus working week. And I've been asked in the past, you know, it's like, well, are you going to participate on Zoom? Or we all got to take vacations every now and then, right? And I'm sure running the county business is a little bit hectic sometimes. But even while I'm on vacation, I feel that it's my duty, since I'm working for you, the public, that I can at least zoom in and make sure there's a quorum to continue our meetings.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what do you consider the biggest issues in the commission race that you want voters to be thinking about when they take a look at the candidates?
So something that's not being talked a whole lot about in my race is bringing back constitutional government. It's not really anything that's spoken of. It's more about the job requirements, being able to run a $75, $80 million budget. I look at it more from a constitutional aspect, I guess, that what we're doing is we're not necessarily hiring a county manager, but we're electing a government representative so that we can still go to work as the citizens of Bonner County and rely on our representatives, our statesmen, if you will, to run the county as seen fit. So I'm coming from that aspect of things. that's a little bit of my background. I've been involved with patriotic stuff in the last 20 some years or whatever. And
so can I ask a question on that point? Sure. So you said you want to have the elected representatives operating the county as they see fit. So does that mean you want to give the county commissioners more latitude?
Not at all. Okay. I'm all about republicanism is small, limited government. Mm-hmm. And that's the platform I'm running on. So after it came out of my mouth, I figured you'd pick up on that. So I didn't mean that I am going to do it. I am, if I'm elected, I will be your voice and I will listen to you. You can come talk at the public meetings. I believe that we also need to have public comment brought back on the agendized items because we are representing you, the people. Obviously, you know, the question comes up where it's like, well, you know, I'm running as a Republican, obviously, but how am I going to represent the Democrats and the independents? And it's like, that's a hard line because we do see things differently. I am a conservative. I'm about shrinking government. I want to repel a lot of our permits and our permissions where I think the Democrats like the freebie programs and they want to spend more money, the taxpayers' money. So coming eye to eye on that sometimes is going to be hard, but one thing I do want to say is that by uniting people, we still got to find that common ground. Mm-hmm. Security of our community, mm-hmm. The safety, the infrastructure, I think we can all agree on that. I think that most of us can all agree that we all live under the American flag. We all give up certain things so that we can have other things, but one thing that I don't really want to give up is my rights and my liberties. Mm-hmm. Given up too many already, in my opinion.
I'm going to go a little off script here because it just turns out that the hearing examiner for the Sigel Mountain Bike Park is basically approving the park to move forward.
Right.
And that was an interesting case because on the one hand, you had a private property owner that wanted to exercise their property rights within a zone that was apparently zoned for it. But then you had a lot of the neighbors that didn't want it for different reasons, mostly because it would create a lot of traffic, I think.
Yeah. Exactly.
So where would you have fallen on that particular issue?
So
Because it's property rights against rules,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. And that was a hard, I ran 2 years ago for the same position. That was one of the hardest things for me to wrap my head around was property rights. Are we talking about my property rights or your property rights? Because they're different. Mm-hmm. In this situation, they're wanting to take that rural 10 zoned property and turn it into commercial property. I personally have a small issue with that, depending on what the commercial entity is going to be about, if you will. If it's going to be something that doesn't have a lot of public traffic coming in and out of it, I don't see it being a big problem. But when there was a parking lot and it was described to me that there was up to 200 parking spaces, that's a pretty huge endeavor as far as public coming into that property. I drove up there a day or two later after that hearing just to see and familiarize myself with it. And I was amazed at how steep that mountain property is there. And I find it hard to believe that that was actually zoned a rural 10, because to me, I don't see how they're going to get, if they were to split it up and put houses on it, which was one of the arguments for allowing the bike deal to come in, was because would you rather have 60 some houses there? I don't think 60 houses would go in there just because of the steepness of the terrain. The septic systems aren't going to work properly without flowing downhill onto the neighbor's property, and then that's where you come into harming your neighbor. I believe that you should be able to do whatever you want on your personal property as long as you're not harming your neighbor. Mm-hmm. As I noticed that Dufert Road, haven't been out there for a while, but that's all nice and paved. It's like, well, that's not bad. I could handle 200 more cars a day, in my opinion. But then as soon as I turned off of that pavement onto that circle drive there that accesses that property, I was like, oh my gosh, these poor people. They're, parts of that road are only a single car width wide. Mm-hmm. And if I was one of those neighbors, I would be very upset and I would feel harmed if I had 200 cars driving past my road for 3 or 4 days out of the week. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
I don't know if I answered that.
Well, yeah, I mean, it sounds like you're coming down on the side of the landowners, the other landowners.
On this situation, I kind of am, I think, unless it was a smaller scale. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't even know what number that would be, but 200 mm-hmm. parking places is a lot of traffic.
Did you take a look at the conditional use permit? I just spotted it today. The hearing examiner released the document, and the conditional use is at not more than 65 users at a time, except for two events a year where they might have like a rally or something like that for mountain bikers.
And I heard they dwindled down the camping spaces down to 10 or something.
So there are restrictions on that.
Right.
That might go towards satisfying some of those concerns. That's really not an issue right now, but they went to the philosophy that you were expressing. So I thought I'd give you a test on that one.
Yeah. Yeah. No, thanks. Yeah. A lot of people say, oh, Ron just wants to allow everybody to whatever they want on their property. And that's not necessarily so. I do feel that when you are having public coming on your property and earning money off of that, such as campgrounds, for instance, I think that's a whole nother ballgame. If you are harming your neighbor when you have a campground that comes in right next door to you when you live a half hour out of town, out in rural and the forested areas, and every day or every week you have 2, 3, 4, 6, 10, 40 new neighbors. Mm-hmm. That is a harm. I find it hard to look at it any other way.
Okay, well, we hashed that one over pretty good.
Sorry.
That's all right. Like I said, that was kind of a side trip for us there. So what other issues would you like voters to consider? Well, yeah, for your race, you know, what are issues for you, basically?
So issues for me, again, coming back to the constitutional part of things, I want to shrink government, especially now more than ever. We're looking at the Bidenomics that's going on, and the inflation rates are going crazy. The county can't even keep up status quo because they can only raise their budget 3% every year. And I'm going to throw out a conservative figure at 10% is our inflation rate. We're at a 7% deficit. Doing easy math. How are we going to provide the same service as we did this year, next year? We can't. So what are we going to have to do? We can't raise our budget, so we're going to have to cut. And we're going to have to look into the budgets. And I'm going to, if I'm elected, I want all of the elected representatives and the department heads to take their budgets. And we're going to have to look to where we can cut. Where can we cut 10% out of each budget? And it's hard to do. People don't like to give up money. And it's the old government adage, you know, if you don't spend it, then you're not going to get it next year. Well, we need to start thinking about it a little differently because it's the taxpayers out here flipping the bill.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Budget is an issue for you. Anything else you want to mention?
The permissions. I want to do away with a lot of the permits in the county. Like I said earlier, when I moved here, there was zero permits, and now there's two pages of permits, and a lot of those to me are really frivolous. Is I need a permit to build a fence, I need a permit to build a deck, I need a permit if I'm going to put a sign up. It's getting a little bit out of hand, and every year that goes by, once those permits are in there, the fees seem to keep going up and up and up. I remember when they brought in the building location permit, that was the first permit that I recall, and it was like $60 originally. And now it's up $400, $600 for a permit. Mm. And not only that, but now they're wanting you to get a permit if you put up a greenhouse bigger than a 20 by 20 greenhouse. Mm. I think it's wrong that the government wants you to come ask them permission for you to provide your own food for your family. That's how I look at it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything on roads? How do you think the county's doing?
Our roads are wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Well, some of them are pretty good.
Some of them are, yep. I know that they work hard at it. I live on a dirt road, and I was told many years ago by a previous commissioner that Bonner County has no dirt roads, and they're gravel roads, evidently, but I sink a foot and a half deep in the springtime when I drive on them. I do think there's some serious infrastructure as far as roads go that need to be improved. And I would like to see the price differences between paving a road and just redoing it with proper base and gravel. We were looking around at our railroad tracks that are scattered throughout our county, and those things never have any issues because they're built right with proper base. Mm-hmm. So I would like to entertain the idea of starting with, you know, whichever road is more traveled as far as the gravel roads, and start building them back the proper way so that eventually we have to have a long-term goal. It's not going to be next year or 2 years later. It's going to be a long-term goal, but eventually it'd be nice to have all of our county gravel roads up to par to where we're not sinking in foot and a half deep mud holes mm-hmm. or potholes all over the place, like cluster bombs went off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I have a couple issues I'm asking the candidates about. One of them has to do with the fairgrounds. The fairgrounds have been a source of conflict among the commissioners as well as with the sheriff. The sheriff published a report last year indicating that up to, by his calculation or what his he was finding, up to $247,000 worth of fairground funds were misappropriated for a 4-year period from 2018 to 2022. County Fair Board issued a release last fall saying that the commissioners and the county clerk were responsible for that. And then the commissioners have since voted to hire an outside audit. And as kind of part of that, there was an RV park that was proposed for the fairgrounds. The sheriff opposed it because he wants to save some property for a justice center there, but it stoked some conflict. What's your take on the fairgrounds?
So the fairgrounds is another contentious area. And has been for a couple of years, and I don't quite understand what it's really about. I see what people are talking about on face value, but I think it goes deeper. I don't see what the rush is right now to figure out what we're going to do with what that one piece of the dirt. I don't understand why, if we're going to enlarge the campground, why we would do it on the opposite side of the fairgrounds property.
From where the current campground is.
Yes. Mm-hmm. To me, it makes sense. I'm trying to keep things logical if I can. It makes sense if I want to expand the campground that I would add on to it, expand from where it's at right now. The infrastructure is already there, water hookups, electrical, sewer, blah, blah, blah. Why would we move to another whole section of the fairgrounds and build another campground? It doesn't make sense to me. There are many times that fairgrounds is used, that parking is pretty much obsolete. It's used up. That area that is contentious really, in my opinion, for right now, serves the public better as parking. I'm not against the sheriff building things that he needs. I'm not against bringing everything into one centralized location as far as the courthouse, the prosecutor's office, all that. It makes a lot of sense to have it all together. But I'm not sure why we're fighting over this couple of acres of dirt. I think right now it just needs to be left as parking. It should not be dedicated one way or the other. And let's just keep moving forward with what our county needs are today.
Mm-hmm. Okay, another question. So relations between the commissioners have been fairly rocky, I think you could say. Some of the weekly commissioner meetings are devolving into arguments among the commissioners and with some of the residents that are attending. And in fact, it led at one point to a couple of residents being trespassed from county property. What do you think is causing these deep divisions, and what steps might you take to improve the climate and make it more civil and productive at these commissioner meetings?
So the way I look at it is a lack of leadership in the chair. I don't know why he's so bound on limiting public speech and public comment, especially at the county level. It was just 2 years ago that we could all comment on agendized items along with the public comment section. When you start limiting people, when you start putting chains on people, they start getting upset and they want to start fighting back. And I don't blame them one bit. They should be upset. Their voice is being taken away from them. The quirky little smirks when people are talking. I've seen people stand up, get emotional about what's happening, like the new freeway eminent domain that they're talking about possibly happening in Sagal.
Along Highway 95, yeah.
Yes, yeah. It's so wrong to me to see a public servant, a representative, stand there and talk to a constituent the way that they do. So, first of all, we need to bring back public comment. We need to allow the people so their voice could be heard. Bring back public comment to the agendized items. And I really think the tensions are going to go away. Lack of leadership, lack of decorum, lack of respect as far as the commissioners themselves go. Mm-hmm. I don't get to choose if I'm elected. I don't get to choose the other two commissioners who I have to work with. The people do. Mm-hmm. It's my job as their representative to work with whoever they elected. to me, it's common sense, but it doesn't seem to be working that way.
We have just a minute left here, but I wanted to follow up on a point you made about there being common ground among your constituents. And I think there really is a ton of common ground. How will you go about representing the constituents, however, that do have different ideas and viewpoints than you?
So a good leader will listen to all sides of the story, all right, and then, you know, kind of make up and come to a conclusion of what's best for the county. I'll listen to all sides of the story. It doesn't matter to me what party you're with or what color you are or any of that kind of stuff. You, as long as you're a resident here of Bonner County, I think your voice should be heard. Am I going to be able to keep everybody happy? Absolutely not. Not even going to try, right? I'm doing good to keep my wife happy most of the time. But I will listen and I will take things into consideration instead of just letting it. Right now, it looks like everything's just falling on deaf ears. We could go, and I know people that have been going to these commissioner meetings for a year and a half now, and nothing's being accomplished. It's a waste of time, unfortunately, because it's not being heard. It's your time to talk. The timer goes off. Please sit down. And I want to get rid of that atmosphere, that environment for the people. It should be welcoming when you come into your county building.
Well, Ron Korn, candidate for Bonner County Commissioner District 3, Republican. How can people that are weighing how to vote find out more about you?
My website is simple. It's ronkorn.com, ronkorn.com. You can reach me there. All my contact information is there. You can read a little bit more about me and what my platform is. There's a few more forums coming up, which I will be attending, where you can ask questions if you like. Please feel free to reach out to me. I would love to sit down one-on-one or as a small group or a large group. I'm here to represent. So
okay,
that's my plans and that's what I aim to do.
Well, thanks again for coming in to speak with us.
Thank you.